You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Although there have been concerns raised about whether robots will put workers out of their jobs, there have been proposals for how we can utilize this new technology without jobs being at stake. I spoke to PhD student Yuan Gao from the University of Auckland about her research on how robots can help patients suffering from dementia. She has focused on making sure they won't be a replacement for caregivers, but instead how caregivers can work alongside them, along with the importance of differentiating the robots from humans for the patients. What led you to conduct this research?
So I guess my personal experience was a big part of what led me here. So when I was 10, my great-grandmother was diagnosed with dementia. So I watched as her condition slowly progressed, and she didn't get enough support, and eventually she couldn't live independently. So I was kept wondering, is there something we could do to better support people like her? Maybe even slow down the progression of cognitive decline so they can stay independent for longer. So that kind of question has stayed with me. And through my studies, I learned that activities like, you know, physical exercises or brain games like Sudoku or crosswords can actually help keep the brain active. But challenges many older adults don't do them regularly. And there are so many barriers like lack of motivation or limited access or just not knowing where to start. So I kind of began to think, you know, with all the rapid advances in technology and shortage of healthcare providers in New Zealand, could we use things like robots or virtual humans to help? Maybe they could gently remind people, guide them through activities and offer a bit of companionship along the way. So that's what inspired my research. To trying to use technology to actually improve people's lives in meaningful and human-centered ways. And as dementia is becoming a growing challenge globally and New Zealand's numbers are rising, so I think it is a real health and social challenge, and I think technology could be part of the solution.
Can you go into a bit more detail about some of the ways that robots could be beneficial to patients suffering from dementia?
I think there are a few ways robots can help. One is companionship. So for instance, Pyro, the cell robot we use in my research, is designed to respond to touch and sound, so which can make people feel like quite comforting. Our research has shown that Pyro can improve mood and reduce feelings of loneliness in older adults. And loneliness is such an important health outcome, which could influence quality of life for older adults. And another, I think, is encouraging routines. So, for example, another robot we use, which is Pippa, it can remind people to take their medication, suggest activities, or guide them through simple physical exercises or brain games. And that kind of gentle prompting can help people keep engaged and mentally active. And also in a group setting, these kind of robots can actually spark social interaction. So not just with the robot itself, but between people. So rather than replacing human contact, they can actually help foster it. And also I think they can kind of take some pressure off caregivers. And they are not a substitute, but they can offer support when caregivers, you know, are busy or just need a break.
Are there any risks involved?
Yes, I think there are definitely some concerns. And I think it's important to take these seriously. One concern I think is people becoming too emotionally attached or thinking the robot is more human than it is. So this could be misleading or even distressing. So we design the robot and the virtual human in a way that clearly shows they are just supportive toys, not real person. And we are transparent in how we present them to make sure expectations are realistic. And also, I think there is risk like over-reliance. You know, if someone starts using the robot or the virtual human too much, they might reduce their interaction with other people, and that could actually increase isolation, which is the opposite of what we want. And that's why our goal is never to replace human interaction, but to support it. So for instance, the robot or the virtual human might encourage the user to talk with family or attend a social group. And also, there is the concern that, you know, robots could replace human caregivers, but in reality, that's not the intention at all. What we're doing is creating something to reduce some of the workload and stress that caregivers often face. And and the robot or the virtual human might remind someone to take their medication or engage them while the caregiver takes a short break. So this are meant to be a support, not a substitute. And for our research, we co-design our technologies with people, which means we involve older adults, their caregivers, and healthcare professionals in the design phase from the very beginning. So we ask for their feedback, but kind of learn what works and what doesn't, and adjust the technology accordingly. So instead of assuming what people need, we actually sit down with them to ask how we can improve these technologies to make sure the technologies are useful, culturally appropriate. And
that was Yuan Gao on how robots can aid those suffering from dementia and how to address the risks of this advancement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.